Hi all, Master Gardener John Fisher here with KLCC's Good Gardening. Despite today's chilly weather, spring is not too far off, and you may be wondering if seeds left over from last year will grow well this year. If the seed is only 1 year old, the answer is yes. 2 years old? Yes. 3 years old? Almost certainly. You don't need fresh seed every year. The date on the seed pack shows when they were packed. It is not a best used by date. When it comes to seeds, size matters. Larger seeds tend to keep longer. Take the 2,000-year-old date seed from Israel and the 1,300-year-old lotus from China. Both are healthy growing plants now. I've planted 10-year-old lettuce seeds with good results. While germination rates may go down, the seeds that sprout will produce healthy plants. Plant old seeds closer together to make up for a decrease in germination rates. If you have plenty, sprinkle 10 on a damp rag and see how many sprout in 10 days. 6 sprouts or more is good. Keep the rag in a warm, wet location like Florida, or maybe the kitchen. Seeds that are eaten, like corn and beans, often have a shorter shelf life. If you have experienced poor germination in the spring and blamed it on old seed, you may be off base. Planting in cold, wet soil, because we have one sunny, warm day, is more likely the cause of poor germination. Corn, beans, squash, melons, and tomatoes all need warm ground, 65 to 70, to germinate well. Planting in cold ground will give you rotten seeds and few, if any, sprouts. And warm ground will greatly speed up the sprouting of even cool season crops like peas and lettuce. Now, for an experiment, go into your kitchen and put a poppy seed on your fingertip. Oops, don't try to find that one, just go get another. That little dot can grow into a whole plant and produce a new crop for next year's muffins. Isn't nature amazing? I'm John Fisher with KLCC's Good Gardening.